question was asked regarding somebody that lives in Eretz Yisrael and is planning on continuing to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's just that he's going to be here for the holiday of Shavuot. So the question that he asked was, how does he have to deal with the second day of Yom Tov? Being that he really is Ben Eretz Yisrael, does he have to follow the second day of Yom Tov? And if he doesn't, to what extent doesn't he? And how does he pray? So there's an interesting machloket amongst the Rishonim and the Haronim. If somebody that's planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael, certainly he's hayav in the first day. But there's a machloket if he's allowed to do work, melacha, on the second day. The opinion of Maran in his Teshuvot is based on the opinion of the Razar, of Zerachiah Levi, it's the Pri Hadash, it's the Chidah. Most of the authorities hold that it's forbidden for him to do melacha, even b'tzina'ah, even in private, he's not allowed to do melacha. Which is, he has to treat it with the Kiddushah of Yom Tov. Certainly in public he cannot do melacha, because other people will come to learn from him, and they'll come to Mizalzel, they'll mistreat the holiday. The Hadush is, even in private, he's not allowed to do actual melacha. Although Acham Ovadia takes this opinion, the stringent opinion, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael that's intending to go back cannot do melacha even in private on the second day of Yom Tov. However, he says he could be lenient with mukseh, and let's say turning on lights and matches, because that itself, those are two subjects that are machloket in them anyway, even on the first day of Yom Tov, or the most on the second day. So they were only for that fellow that's planning on going back can be lenient in mukseh issues on the second day, bitzina'ah in private, and light issues, turning on lights. So then the question he asked was, how do I pray? It was the famous Pri Hadash that says that this happened to him. He lived in Israel. He happened to be in Egypt for one of the holidays. So he was planning on going back to Israel. So it says on the second day of Yom Tov, he put tefillin on at home, Bitzana'ah, and after he said Kiryat Shema with the tefillin on, like the Gemara makes an importance of saying Shema dressed with tefillin. Then he went to the Bet Knesset dressed in Bigdei Yom Tov, because he doesn't want to give an impression that he's not with the Sibur. So he dressed in holiday clothes and he prayed Shacharit with the Sibur. Of course they were praying Tefillah Yom Tov, he was praying a regular Shacharit, but who knows, he's got his Sidur, he's praying, and they're praying what they're praying. And he prayed Amidah of Chol while they were praying the Amidah of Yom Tov. It's considered praying B'Sibur. It doesn't matter which Amidah you're praying, but you pray the Amidah together. He actually says he started his Amidah a little before them, because it's a long Amidah, so he didn't want to make it so obvious. And so therefore that's what Chaim Avadia says. The fellow should pray at home, just Kiryat Shema with his tefillin on, and then take off his tefillin, go to shul and pray the regular Shacharit. He'll pray Chol, they'll pray Yom Tov. Last but not least, regarding the Hallel, the Hakam holds that the Ben Eretz Yisrael can say the Hallel with the Sibur. Although they are saying it with a Beracha, he says it without a Beracha. And he says preferably he shouldn't say the whole Hallel, he should skip, like the way we say the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, because there's opinions that say on days that you're not supposed to say the full Hallel and you say it, it's counterproductive. And therefore the Halakha, he can say the Hallel with the Sibur, but he should skip the paragraphs, and he should of course say it without a Beracha.